News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Accessing online pornography in the UK could soon be required to have their face scanned under measures announced by Ofcom to stop children accessing such material. Enforcement guidelines which will apply to social media platforms as well as sites such as OnlyFans and Pornhub stipulate kids will no longer be able to simply assert they're 18 to view pornography online. So they have to basically prove your age, and it could be credit card checks, photo ID, or some kind of facial age estimation. It's an interesting one, Ciara, isn't it? Because, I think it's something most people would welcome.
I don't know that that's true. No, by the way, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think it's important, but I'm not sure that's true. I think there's been a debate about this for a long time, and the debate basically boils down to the privacy of porn users versus the safety of children. And I think up until now, the privacy of porn users has trumped the other, and I don't think it should. I went on Pornhub this morning in the office because I wanted to see. There's a firewall in our office, by the way, so I had to come off Wi-Fi, go onto 4G, and I opened Pornhub, and it just said, "Are you over 18? Enter. Are you under 18? Exit." I hit, "I'm over 18," and instantly I was looking at porn,
which is surprising,
full on porn.
Because and we must try and check what the status of this is, because there is a new requirement in the Online Safety Code from Commission Naman, the regulator, basically saying that social media platforms that feature pornography or extreme violence must introduce an effective way of checking the age of users.
All it would take for an 11-year-old to view what I was viewing this morning would be to say, "Yes, I'm over 18,"
which contradicts what Commission Naman
no
said.
Because
they said merely asking users whether they're over 18 will not be enough.
And here's the number. This is important. And the reason it is I know, because I would know a lot of people involved in the local schools, national schools, where I live. And they are now having problems. National schools, primary schools, kids who are under the age, not under the age of 18, under the age of 12, half of them. They're having problems with kids because kids are struggling because they have been viewing porn, and they are disturbed by it because they are 6 and 7 and 8. They are in senior infants. They are in third class. They are little kids. We have always protected kids. We've always had ratings on movies. We've always had magazines on the top shelf. We're talking about banning energy drinks for kids, for God's sake, because we can because of shops.
It would seem that the pornography that you can get online is on a completely other level to what an X-rated movie would have been, for example.
Absolutely. And it isn't just that it's full-on porn, as in explicit sexual. It's very violent. It's about humiliation. And
degrading to women.
It gets to those levels of violence and humiliation very fast as well. So this, there are no checks and balances here. It is absolutely possible for small kids to view this once they have a smartphone or a tablet.
I'm going to be blunt here. I don't understand the argument of people who say we shouldn't do this. I can't fathom
that
it.
I'm not making that argument,
no, I know
by
you're
the
not.
Way.
I know you're
that
not.
Is the pushback. The pushback is adults who view porn don't want facial recognition, etc., to be brought in because it's their face too. They don't want, credit card checks because it's their credit card check. They don't want passport things, IDs. They don't want any of that because they don't want their use of porn to be tracked. But that's the only way we can do it.
There's a bigger picture here, though, isn't
there? That is what I think. I think the safety. I don't know when safeguarding children took a backseat
to the
sexual practices of adults. And it seems to me that is really a Rubicon that we've sort of crossed in many aspects of progressivism. And it's stupid and it's wrong.
We might try and clarify with Commission Naman what exactly the story is. To be fair, those regulations are only in a month or two, so it might just be that it's in the pipeline or whatever, but we'll try and clarify that before the end of the show. But I suppose we're asking people this morning, Ciara, if they agree with us, if they
should we have tighter regulation to stop kids, or should we be in a position that we are in currently where it is extremely easy for children to view porn?
087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.